Today in Pyongyang, the leaders of North and South Korea signed an agreement, pledging to work toward an easing of tensions on the heavily armed Korean Peninsula. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il and South Korean President Kim Dae-jung signed the agreement at the end of a summit meeting, the first since the peninsula was divided more than 50 years ago. The agreement also calls for economic help for the North and eventual reunification of the two countries. From Seoul, South Korea, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The two Korean leaders held more than 3 hours of private talks today before emerging at 11:20 p.m. local time to sign the landmark agreement. Arms linked, they celebrated with a champagne toast and a round of applause. Today's agreement carries more weight than those reached by lower-ranking officials in 1972 and 1991. It calls for an easing of tensions on the Korean Peninsula, greater economic cooperation, and the reunion of at least some families separated by the Korean War by no later than August 15th of this year. The two leaders also agreed in principle to establish a hotline between Pyongyang and Seoul. At a dinner reception, South Korean President Kim Dae-jung declared the summit a success. A first step, he said, towards reunification of the Korean Peninsula.
I think Mr. Kim Jong-un and I should come together to create the basic framework. In doing so, we should be able to overcome the division, national division that has existed for a long time, and we should break away from the distrust, and we should get rid of the fear of the war breaking out and expand the cooperation.
That cooperation will translate into massive economic aid and investment flowing from south to north. The North Korean economy is on the verge of collapse. Everyday life is a struggle for most people. Today's agreement may represent a breakthrough in relations between these Cold War enemies, but it made no mention of the most contentious issues that still divide the two Koreas: North Korea's ballistic missile program and South Korea's military alliance with the United States. Nearly 40,000 U.S. troops are based in South Korea, a fact that North Korean officials never fail to point out. Most experts agree that reunification of the two Koreas is still decades away, if it happens at all. The economic gap between North and South Korea is tremendous, far greater than that between East and West Germany after the fall of the Berlin Wall. And despite the goodwill on display at this week's summit, the two Koreas are still technically at war. But the summit served another purpose. It gave the world a rare glimpse of the mysterious North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. He seemed to bask in the spotlight, making a surprise appearance to personally greet the South Korean leader at Pyongyang's airport yesterday, and today putting on a flamboyant performance at the start of the talks. The Stalinist leader, wearing a gray Mao-style suit, laughed and joked with his South Korean counterpart. He discussed the finer points of kimchi, the Korean national dish, and at one point referred to his image in the West as a recluse. "I want to thank you for saving me from my hermit existence," Kim Jong-il joked with the South Korean president. The exchange was broadcast live here in South Korea and clearly made an impression on some people. Sun Mook Young, a political campaign worker, says it showed the human side of a man who has been demonized in much of the world.
"I think he showed a kind of laid back and, you know, very witty personality. So I kind of liked his jokes. I think many people liked his jokes."
Young and other South Koreans may soon get a closer look at Kim Jong-il. The North Korean leader has accepted Kim Dae-jung's invitation to visit Seoul, though no date has been set. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.